He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning, November 20th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, let's see how we have started the day here. We've got the Dow up a whopping 2 points right now. We're at 15,969. So 16,000 couldn't hold, but we did see, I think, 16,010, something like that here in recent days. The S&P 500's up almost 2 points right now. The S&P 500 is at 1789, and the S&P did see 1800 here recently. We have the NASDAQ up almost 4 right now to 3,935. The housing numbers that came in were not good. What would you expect? I mean, they kind of overdid the taper talk, and it pushed interest rates higher and pretty much brought that rebounding housing market to a screeching halt, from my perspective, just like the healthcare.gov website has brought this doggone healthcare sector to a screeching halt for now. We have gold down to 1,255. Wow, that's getting down to a low for the year here. Crude oil is at $94.09. And we have the 10-year yield. Despite what Bernanke says, he continues to hint at prolonged low rates. Taper talk has disappeared from his vocabulary. See, now they're trying to talk interest rates down after they overdid it on the upside and talking interest rates up. And, man, it's hurt a big chunk of our economy, the housing sector. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. A couple of things on my mind here. I read today that they're looking at scrapping healthcare.gov entirely. Maybe you can buy that domain from GoDaddy. The website is full of holes and termites and bugs and leaks and viruses and you name it. It is totally hackable. So now they're talking about getting rid and scrapping it and starting all over once again. I don't know that they're going to make the November 30th. Isn't that just 10 days? The November 30th promise, I don't think that's going to be made or hit. Another note of interest here, should Obamacare enrollment remain weak in the long term, prescription drug sales could be hit hard. And of course, we know that 2013 has been a year that has been very good to the prescription drug stocks. Pharmaceuticals have been one of the leading sectors in 2013. They're calling the worst case scenario for annual sales of prescription drugs to fall from $460 billion, this is the estimates for next year, to $320 billion. Now, who's one of the first ones to say that this whole Obamacare debacle has going to hit our economy eventually? When the healthcare and medical sector is 25%, 22%, whatever it is these days, of your economy, and all of a sudden the whole thing is in limbo, well, that's going to affect, that's going to trickle down into the companies, the prescription drug companies, the medical device makers, the healthcare providers, all of these new customers that were supposed to come on board. And of course, that was built into the stock market, many of these stocks, many of these sectors. And of course, all of a sudden you've got a mess. I had dinner last night with a gentleman who's in the healthcare insurance business. I said, how's it going these days? He looked awfully pale. He needed a good meal. And hopefully we provided him with the good meal. But he says it's just been an absolute disaster. You know, he's a guy who's sold people healthcare plans. And those people have had their plans canceled. And of course, nobody knows where this whole thing, the whole thing is up in limbo right now. So to say it's a mess is an understatement. WellPoint, one of the big publicly traded healthcare providers, has pulled back. They've completely pretty much eliminated their marketing for now. But they say while enrollment remains anemic, the potential is there for a significant uptake once the problems are solved. So I guess that's the bet right now in this medical and pharmaceutical sector. If you believe that these problems are going to be ironed out in short order, then the medical-related stocks are still a good place to be invested. And for now, they're still behaving pretty well, but they have come to a screeching halt for now. You know, earlier this year, the home building sector was rocking and rolling. The Ocwen Financials of the world that service mortgage loans. The companies that provide materials to the builders. The home builders themselves. Anything building related was rocking and rolling as the home building sector rebounded mightily. And guess what? It all came to a screeching halt. What brought it to its knees, that entire sector? And I can remember when I looked at my app and looked at the rankings of the sectors and saw XHB at or near the top, which is the building sector, and it's disappeared from the leaderboard a long time ago, and it has not reappeared. What brought it to its knees? Well, the Fed over-talking, jawboning, I guess, a little bit too much on interest rates and how they were going to have to taper at some point in time. And that sent interest rates screeching higher. It trashed the bond market, people that were invested in bonds, which looked inevitable to me. That's why I didn't have anybody in the bond market. And it's really hurt home sales big time. We get new numbers out this week that show the impact that it's had on our economy, okay? And the home building sector is a big portion of our economy. Now let's go back to the medical sector just for a moment. It's also a big, big chunk of our economy. 25% of the economy is healthcare, medical, prescription drug, frontier biotech drugs, the medical devices, long-term care, you name it. It's a big chunk of our economy. And if there's one thing the market does not like, it's uncertainty. Do we have a little bit of uncertainty in that sector right now? Boy, I would call it more than that. I would call it a black hole where nobody knows. The states don't know where this is going to end up. The insurers don't know where this is going to end up. The insured don't know where this is going to end up. The former insured don't know where this is going to end up. So to say that I am not highly vigilant right now on the medical and healthcare related stocks that I own in my portfolio would also be an understatement. I am watching those things very, very closely. That's why you can't just go to sleep on a portfolio. You can't have a money manager when you call the guy or gal and can't get a hold of them for weeks on end, they don't seem to be there. Are they managing the money? Are they keeping an eye on the situation in the world? Are they keeping an eye on the situation in the economy and events, current events that have a great impact on portfolios? Or do you find that your portfolio is just kind of static? The stocks they bought a long time ago, the portfolio they put together for you a long time ago has remained fairly static. And there's not much managing going on. Now, I'm not talking about daily sales and daily changes. But when these trends, when these major trends change, like the bond market, for instance, did you see any action in your portfolio when the bond market started to crumble about a year and a half ago, when cracks started to appear in the bond market? Did you see any activity in your portfolio? Are you still owning home builders or mortgage-related stocks in your portfolio? I don't know. Only you can answer that question. The second question I'd ask Do you own the stocks of today, or do you own the stocks of yesteryear? I talked to a guy last night. He's with one of the big money management firms. I said, I'll bet you own Johnson & Johnson. He said, how did you know? I said, 90% of these big firms have people in Microsoft, General Electric, Johnson & Johnson, Merck, Microsoft, Intel. Oh, he said, they got rid of Intel recently. I said, okay, good. You know what? Even a broken clock is right twice per day. Intel's starting to take off, by the way. But anyways, managing, active management, upkeep, maintenance, it's all very important. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You know, I rag on the big firms a lot, but they deserve it. I don't know. There's something to be said about the size of a firm, really. You know, I've made the point many times that Warren Buffett, for instance, Berkshire Hathaway, the fund is so big and so large, his universe of stocks to purchase is very narrow. He's got to buy the biggest of the biggest stocks in order to make an impact on his Berkshire Hathaway portfolio. You know, one of his recent buys was ExxonMobil. Now, that's an undiscovered company that you'll hear about someday, you know. Well, it's the second biggest publicly traded company in the world at $418 billion in market cap. But you know what? He's got to play a different hand these days. And I can remember when Peter Lynch was the king of the world back in the 70s with his Fidelity Magellan Fund, 70s and 80s, when he was out there on the frontier finding these great stocks of tomorrow and not great stocks of yesteryear and racking up huge returns at Magellan. And what happened to the fund? It became so popular, so much money plowed into that fund that he could no longer buy the little stocks like Nu Skin or Pharmacyclics or some of the other stocks you hear me talking about here on a daily basis. The fund just became too big. And he had to start buying big stocks. And guess what happened to the performance of Fidelity Magellan Fund? It was watered down. It really just became a proxy for the S&P 500. Whatever the S&P 500 did, that's what it did. Here's my other problem. How do those guys do in down markets? They stay fully invested in down markets. So there is something to be said for the size of the firm you're dealing with, and the size of the mutual fund you're dealing with. And also, a question should be asked, what do you do? Do you try to do anything in down markets, or you just ride through down markets? Well, if you look at any mutual fund, 90% of them stay fully invested all the time, come hell or high water. How do they handle down markets? The same as they handle up markets. They own the best stocks that they think fit into their risk profile and portfolio. They don't raise cash. They don't buy inverse ETFs, etc. So I have a problem with that also. But here's another thing that I observe constantly. Okay? You can see the bigger an organization is, the more bureaucracy, the slower they are to react. I think healthcare.gov is a perfect example, okay? Now, let's just step down a notch. When you think of financial industry, my industry, and the giants of the industry, I think sitting right at the top, right up there with Fidelity, in fact, above Fidelity, I mean, they're a member of the Dow, aren't they? Is not Goldman Sachs a member of the Dow Jones Industrial Average? I think of Goldman Sachs as the king of the hill when it comes to my industry. Now, how swift do you think they move at a big place like Goldman Sachs? Well, Goldman Sachs initiated coverage today on a stock that they believe can go to 1,500. It's currently trading at 1,153. Had Goldman Sachs read my book back in February of 2011, they would have saw that I was 2 years ahead of them, 2.5 years ahead of them, in discovering Priceline.com, which was trading in the 400s at that time. And now it's 1,153, and Goldman Sachs has initiated Priceline with a buy, a conviction buy rating. So welcome to the party. Some big profits have already been made. Now that it's the stock of the decade, now they can recognize it and say, okay, this is a great stock. We think you should buy it here. Should you buy it here? Should you listen to Goldman Sachs? I think the real issue was how quick to the table were they on this stock? Were they beating their forks and their hammers on the table 2.5 years ago on the stock? Well, now that it's 1,153, they are. All right. Now let's see what they've missed, okay? Let's see what Goldman Sachs has missed in Priceline.com, and let's see what the future is for Priceline.com. By the way, it's a big position here at Gunderson Capital Management in the conservative growth accounts that I manage. Why do I own it in the conservative growth accounts? Because it's a large cap stock. It's a $60 billion company. From $21 a share in 2006 to $1,153 per share, the guys at Goldman Sachs came to work every day while this stock was going from 20 to 1,153, and they discovered it at 1,153. So congratulations. Over the last 10 years, Priceline has delivered 52% per year to its lucky investors. And I haven't owned it the entire time. I wish I had. I wish I had put my entire retirement account in Priceline 10 years ago. But I am pretty proud to have found it 2.5 years ago and to pronounce it one of the anointed ones back then, that this is one of the great stocks, in the greatest stocks in the entire market. Over the last 5 years, the stock has delivered 82% per year to investors, while the market's delivered 17. That's almost five times. So if you're running a mile, you know, over at the track, imagine being lapped five times. Actually, let's call it a five-mile run, okay? Five-year average. So you're going to run 20 laps at the high school, which I've done many times. Pretty monotonous, but it's good for the old ticker. And while you're running that 5 miles, some guy on the outside of the track, usually they're in Nike shorts, got all the latest running gear, yellow shoes, this kind of thing. They go streaking by you five times, you're lapped. You're the S&P 500, they're Priceline.com. Don't you just hate people like that? Over the last 3 years, the stock has tripled the returns of the market, and over the last 12 months, it's up 83%. Okay, so we know about the past. You know what? Goldman's got it right about the future, in my opinion. They're just late to the party. Because I look at a stock that's still trading at a forward P.E. ratio of 22 with a 19.5% growth rate, a reasonable PEG ratio of 1.14. I have a five-year target price of $2,177. People thought I was crazy when I had a target price of $1,000 on Priceline. That's when I wrote my book back in February of 2011. They thought I was nuts. Now that it's 1,100, they're going to really think I'm nuts when I say I think it can go to 2,000. Out of 3,679 stocks in my database, Goldman Sachs, or not Goldman, Priceline comes in at number 27. Congratulations, Goldman Sachs, for discovering it at 1,153. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Now, earlier in the week, we took a look at the big picture of the market because that helps us paint the picture, our portfolio picture. By knowing where the big picture is, it enables us to be either in stocks, cash, bonds, emerging markets, gold, wherever the action is, the bull market is still intact. It's 4 years, 8 months old. Began in March of 2009. That's when it was hatched. That's when the little egg cracked open and the little chickie came out, and it's been growing ever since. We've gone from 660 on the S&P 500 to almost 1,800 now. And that primary trend line is still intact. And my newsletter, the Best Stocks Now newsletter, which I produce every single week, has kept you in the market for those 4.5 years. And I'm a market timer. I'm not a perma bull, not a perma bear. I'm not a gold salesman trying to convince you that the world's going to collapse tomorrow so that I can make commissions in selling you gold coins. No, I just try to go where the environment, where the economy, where the conditions in the world dictate. We're in a rising interest rate environment. We're in a slow growth economy. We're in a very tough kind of political climate right now. We have the Fed firing bazookas to push the stock market forward, to force money out of CDs and out of cash and out of mattresses into dividend-paying stocks, etc. And that's been the best game in town, and it continues to be the best game in town, in particular U.S. stocks. It's been a bad year for the emerging markets. I've had no exposure to the emerging markets. They'll have their day in the sun again at some point in time, but now's not the time. I'll wait until my app and my ranking system tells me that it's the time. It's been a terrible year for precious metals. I have no exposure. The mining sector is the worst sector in the entire market. Precious metals are down 25% this year. They'll have their day in the sun at some point in time. But this is not the time. The bond market has been thrashed this year. A 50-50 bond stock portfolio has not done very well. A 100% stock portfolio, which is where I've been this year. And don't forget, I can venture anywhere I want. I'm not a large cap growth fund that has to stay in large cap growth stocks. I'm not an emerging market fund that has to stay in emerging markets. I'm not a total return fund that invests in fixed income. I can navigate anywhere I want in the market with the money that I manage for clients. I try to keep them out of the bad areas, the bad neighborhoods at night, which this year is the bond market, emerging markets, precious metals, and in the good neighborhoods while they're flourishing. And when they stop flourishing, it's time to move on and go somewhere else, pack up our tent, and leave town. And that time will come at some point in time. But for now, this remains a small, mid-cap, large-cap, those three, micro-caps, throw those in too. But it's especially favored the small caps this year. U.S. stocks, that's been the hot spot in the market, not only for growth, but also for income. My income portfolio, which is designed to be a CD alternative to give you a little bit better income than what the bank is offering, currently has a yield of 4.1%. This is a collection of 25 stocks. And it's up over 16% year to date. You can follow right along in the newsletter every single week. I'm an open book. And I make no claims going forward. You can look at what it's done in the past and where it's invested now and follow along. And it's still my conviction that the place for income investors is in dividend-paying ownership of companies, not in lending those companies money, because we're in a negative environment for fixed income investors. You have the wind in your face. Instead, you want the wind in your back. Just ask any sailor out here on the bay, the San Diego Bay, where I see sailboats go by all day long, including the America's Cup boat, Stars and Stripes. I see it all the time. They want the wind at their back. They're going to win the race, right? Anyways, having the wind at your back is the way to go in the market. And the wind has been at your back if you've been invested in stocks. And if you're very ultra-conservative, the place to be is stocks. And if you need income right now, the place to be is stocks. That's the place to be until further notice. One of the sectors that's done really well this year, it's kind of an obscure sector, But you know, it's an issue. I don't know if it's an issue where you live, but it's an issue where I live. I live in a very semi-arid area of the country. Southern California has very little rainfall. Water is a precious resource. And we have all kinds of way of trying to build up our water reserves and supplies here in San Diego. You know, we've gone and explored the desalinization thing and bringing in water from other states and whatnot. And basically, we depend upon the Colorado River and also the Feather River, which is in Northern California, to supply our dry, thirsty Southern California semi-arid region with that precious resource called water, which is as important to growth as fossil fuels, oil, and energy. You've got to have it all, or you're not going to have economic growth in an area. Just go to an area where water is scarce, and you won't see a thriving economy there. Water is a very, very precious resource. And depending on where you live, you know, you may live in the Great Lakes area where there's water everywhere. You say, how can there be a shortage of water? We have too much water. Take some of our water. Get it out of here, would you? But water's a big deal. And the water sector has been a big sector here in 2013. And one of the leading stocks in that water sector is a company that's headquartered in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where we're heard every day. I can't think of the call letters of that radio station. I'll look it up during the break. But we are heard in the Minnesota region, and I have lots of folks that listen to us back there. We have lots of clients from Minnesota, good people. My Gunderson family, I'm sure, went through Minnesota. Somehow they landed in Wisconsin, and there's a lot of Scandinavians like Gunderson back there in that area of the world. Good, hard-working, stubborn people, right? Pentair is a company that manufactures water pumps, filtration and pool spa equipment for agriculture, residential, and industrial applications. They're in the water business. The water business is a good business to be in. Pentair has had very steady growth over the years. In fact, look at the most recent four quarters. I believe they recently made an acquisition, which has really boosted their quarterly numbers. But their sales over the last four quarters up 102%, 107%, 109%, 111%. They're looking for 34% growth in earnings this year and 24% growth in earnings next year. Pentair is a best stock now. What does a stock have to do to be a best stock now? Well, it has to pass three tests. Let's put it through the ringer. Let's put it through our filtering system right now and see if it comes out pure and clean. Over the last 5 years, Pentair has delivered 27% per year along with that clean water. Over the last 10 years, it's tripled the returns of the market. Over the last 3 years, it's way more than doubled the returns of the market. And over the last 12 months, it's up 59%. The stock gets a performance grade of A- when I compare it against the other 3,600 stocks out there. From a valuation point of view, Pentair still passes my value test. It's currently trading at 17.7 times earnings. It's expected to grow by 14.3% per year over the next 5 years. It has a PEG ratio of 1.24. Not a screaming bargain, but when I take those earnings estimates and carry them out over the next 5 years and put a multiple on them, I come up with a $125 target price 5 years from now. The stock's currently trading at 70. It passes my performance, my value test. The last test is the chart. How's the chart look? New highs. Love it. Strong uptrend. Number 116 in a stock I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've covered some ground here today. We talked just a little bit, an update on what's going on with the healthcare.gov, the website, which is supposed to be up and running without flaws by November 30th. But today I read an article that they're looking at scrapping it entirely. That the domain name is so full of holes and viruses and attacks and leaks. And, oh, man, I'm just telling you. Start all over again. I wonder how much was spent on this one. I think we had a number somewhere. Was it $500 million, something like that, to build the website? One of the most infamous websites of all time, it would seem. This one's going to go down in history. And the impact that it's having on the economy. You know, if healthcare wasn't a big part of the economy, it would just be like the pimple on the butt of an elephant. But it's 25% of our economy. And now, I mean, I said a month ago, look, this thing's going to eventually trickle into our economy. It's going to show up in GDP. Well, here's the first one to come forth, the prescription drug companies. A firm that analyzes these types of sales said that prescription drug sales could be hit from $460 billion annually down to $320 billion annually because of the big black hole called healthcare.gov right now. I'm not placing any blame anywhere. I'm just looking at a fact that is out there in the world. And something that could impact your portfolio. Do we need to keep a close eye on our pharmaceutical companies, on our pharmaceutical holdings? You better believe it. WellPoint has come out and said that it's completely pulled its marketing program right now on new plans that it's offering until this thing gets straightened out. WellPoint is a major player in this whole thing. They provide managed health care to 36 million people. It's a $27 billion company. And they have pulled their marketing for now, but they think and they hope, and the stock is saying it, the stock is breaking out, I'll be honest with you, is saying that these problems, once they get solved, that WellPoint will experience a significant uptake in new members. So that remains to be seen. We talked about how swift the big institutions are at finding stocks for you. They discovered Priceline.com over at Goldman Sachs today. I can just see their weekly meeting. You know, here's this stock. It's 11.53. Obviously, they didn't read my book 2.5 years ago when the stock was 450, and I was calling it the stock of the decade back then. Well, now it's 1153. I still own the stock. Goldman Sachs seems like they're a little late to the party. You know, there's a true axiom there. The bigger you are, the slower you move. As I look down on the harbor here in San Diego Bay, you ought to watch them park one of these aircraft carriers. It's not easy to parallel park an aircraft carrier. Yet I see the little tugboat. He pulls right into his slip. No problem. He's maneuverable as heck. If something were to happen, he can be out of that slip and out in the open seas in a matter of minutes. That aircraft carrier is going to take a little bit of time. There's a lot of people that they got to gather up and take their positions and man their positions. And there's a chain of command and there's a bureaucracy. And it takes time. It's slow moving. And I just feel the same way. I just get the same feeling over the years. I've read their research. We subscribed. We got Goldman Sachs research. If you got a bird and bird cage, I don't know. It's just late. It's late. It's not cutting edge. It's not out there telling me, okay, what's the next price line? Okay, Goldman Sachs, now that you missed this one, tell me what the next one is. My article yesterday on thestreet.com named the next price line. In my opinion, there's no guarantees that it will grow up to be a price line, but I think it has that potential to be a major player in its industry, the same industry that Priceline is in. I wrote about it in my newsletter over the weekend. People that get my newsletter saw my article on it. And my article's shown up on several websites, big financial websites. And when the stock's 1,000, then Goldman Sachs can start telling you to buy it. That's kind of how they work. We talked about the water business. You know, oil is a precious commodity. Whether you like oil or not, this damn aircraft carrier down here doesn't run on wind and solar. I'm sorry. And it's not going to run on wind and solar anytime soon. And this naval air station that protects our southern flank here of the United States depends on fossil fuels. It's a precious commodity. And oil and water is also a precious commodity. We could live without oil. We couldn't live without water. So if anything, water is a more precious commodity. And I know I'm back in Minnesota. Oh, there's plenty of water here. What's your big problem? We'll come to San Diego sometime. Try to find a river or a stream flowing out of the mountains. We don't have that. Water is very precious. We talked about a stock back in Minnesota, PNR, Pentair, which is in the water business, filtration, pumps, this kind of thing. And it's been a great stock over the years. And the water sector has been a leading sector here in 2013. And lastly, we talked about, you know, managing portfolios and how important it is to keep them fresh. Just like filtering water, and what you want to come out at the other end is pure, just as pure, fresh, and clean as you can possibly have it. Your portfolio should be the same way. It shouldn't be clogged up with stocks of yesteryear and big stodgy old stocks that move around like aircraft carriers. You should be looking at how the world has changed and some of the innovations and the different tools and technologies that we're using today that didn't even exist. Did the word Yelp exist 5 years ago? I don't know. Where did Yahoo come from? Where did a text message come from? We didn't have text messages when I was in college. All of these are new inventions. Internet radio, all of these are new inventions. And there's companies behind them. There's CEOs behind them. There's companies that are making money behind them. And I just believe that you got to keep your portfolio fresh and pure as that water that flows out of those filtration pumps or bubbles up out of the ground. We're PWStreet.com. We're Gunderson Capital Management. 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.